This is the E-Commerce Brain Trust, a podcast about building momentum online for established consumer brands. Join our hosts and their expert guests for high-level conversations about e-commerce strategies, trends, and innovations. Access our brain trust and boost your brand's e-commerce potential.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Brain Trust podcast. I'm Julie Speer, Head of Retail Marketplace Services at Acadia. We're kicking off a two-part series to help you get ready for this year's Prime Day. Stay tuned for next week's episode that will dive into the operations, promotional, and organic tactics that you should be thinking about in the lead up to Prime Day. Today's episode will focus on the paid media approach to the day, and for that, we're joined by Dusan Tapovets, Retail Media Specialist here at Acadia. Dusan has been with us for many years and has experience preparing for Prime Day specific media plans for dozens of brands. Today, he'll be joining us to discuss what he's thinking about already to make sure that the brands he oversees are ready to stay competitive on Prime Day, why it's important to adjust this so it's unique to the goals of each brand, and some newer elements of Amazon's ads ecosystems that is going to make 2024 unlike other Prime Days of years past. So welcome to the podcast, Dusan. It's great to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we discussed this going into the call. This is your first time on the E-Commerce Brain Trust, but we're coming in with a topic that you are a true expert in. So kick back, relax, and we'll just have a great conversation about preparing for retail media or for retail media for Prime Day.
Yep, amazing. Sounds good. Let's dive in.
All right. So for those of us like you who've now been through several Prime Days, I know that we can kind of have an anxious moment, a little bit of stress, feeling, okay, here we go again, starting to wonder about, is Amazon going to have reporting glitches, if our clients will have enough inventory, and just all the other things that can make brands and agency folks nervous on these tentpole events. But I really want to start today's episode on the positive, more optimistic side. So tell me what you're really excited about for this year's Prime Day.
What most excites me about this Prime Day compared to the last Prime Day is capability of AMC. And I think combining together DSP with AMC, custom-built audiences based on the data that we are collecting throughout the year, is definitely what's going to level up this Prime Day compared to the last Prime Day. Especially because now with the AMC, we can actually see in the customer journey, we have a look back periods and we can create audiences based on that. Like, I know the most popular audience is always going to be people who abandoned the cart. So that's something that we can always retarget during the Prime Day. But also there is a plenty of other audiences. Whoever was engaging with the brand, I would say even the past month before a Prime Day, now we have capabilities with creating those audiences and targeting them during the Prime Day, especially because of the fact that we know that at least like 50 to 55% of the shoppers during the Prime Day are the shoppers who are looking for the discounts. And together with kind of DSP custom creative for the Prime Day, I think that's the perfect combination and we can utilize fully the Prime Day and get the much better results than the last Prime Day.
Yeah, I definitely see a common theme when I'm talking on the media side of the retail team. AMC is that key differentiator. That ability to level up all strategies with the insights from AMC is just, it's exciting. It definitely brings a much more optimistic, energized attitude than worries about inventory outages and reporting glitches.
Yeah, 100%. Like reporting glitches are going to be there. It's Amazon. It's always going to be there. But definitely we can prepare better in advance and expect higher results just because AMC is giving us a lot more room to maneuver, especially with audience targeting compared to the regular PPC where we are just targeting either keywords or product targets.
Well, and that kind of leads me to my next question because the insights from AMC, there's so much competition to win placements on Amazon. It's a crowded market. All categories are competitive. So the insights of AMC, as you're planning budgets, that's something that will help you potentially win even more placements. You'll have a little bit more leeway on how you deploy budget to achieve brand goals, given the insights that you can glean from AMC. Can you talk to me about any trends you're noticing on the brand side? What are you hearing from clients?
Yeah, so the clients, like always, they're not concerned about the profitability during the Prime Day, especially because, you know, like we mentioned before, like that reporting glitches and you're never going to be 100% sure of the results that you're getting. And the Prime Day should be about gaining more sales, expanding, you know, awareness to the other customers, and basically just collecting as much sales that you can have, because that's going to lead also to collecting more and more data, which you can utilize even the post-Prime Day. So when it comes down to like profitability, it's not the main concern for the clients, but also when it comes down to the budgets that clients are giving us, and based on the experience that we saw, definitely one of the biggest kind of difference that needs to be applied this Prime Day compared to the last Prime Day is, okay, like we mentioned, utilizing AMC audiences and DSP basically as a platform for advertising, but also using more sponsored product targets instead of sponsored brand and sponsored brand videos together with the sponsored display, because that is where we saw a lack of the results, and kind of 80% of the revenue is actually coming from sponsored product. So that should be kind of the key focus of advertising in the Prime Day in 2024.
Excellent. And so you mentioned that clients aren't as concerned about profitability tied to Prime Day itself. So are you seeing an increased appetite for promotions to run in tandem with the increased level of investment on the media side?
Yeah, 100%. Some of the brands are deciding like to go even with the full catalog on Prime exclusive discount, while some of the brands are basically discounting 20% of the catalog, and that's usually like 20% of the top sellers in the catalog. But definitely, if you want to have a good results, and if you want to use the like Prime Day and take advantage of the Prime Day, you should always have at least some kind of a discount, and Prime exclusive discount is the best one.
And with that, you will get the Prime Day badging, which is key for visibility and then conversions. Is that how you see it playing out?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think that the badge is also something that's playing the crucial part in actually generating more sales and having better conversion rate.
Yeah, it's something that lets the offer stand out in the crowd. I mean, everyone's expecting discounts, but if you can have that badging, the offer stands out that much more clearly.
100%.
I'm conscious of the fact that we now see the expansion of tentpole events from Amazon's side. We've got not only the quintessential summer Prime Day, the GOAT of all Prime Days, but now we have more events like Fall Prime Day or Big Deal Days, as well as they've even gone so far as to increase Turkey 5 to Turkey 11. Does any of that expansion impact the approach that you recommend for brands for Prime Day during the summer and the results you expect to see?
I would say that we still need to focus on a Prime Day as kind of the primary event. Of course, the Fall Prime Day last year had the good impact and increase compared to 2 years ago, but still the Summer Prime Day is actually the biggest event on Amazon. And we know it's only related to the Amazon. Basically, last year, $12.7 billion was kind of revenue for those 2 days. So every brand needs to utilize the Summer Prime Day. And it doesn't change anything when it comes down to the kind of strategy or the budgets. We always prepare the budgets for the big events, especially for the Summer Prime Day. We also plan for the Fall Prime Day. And then also when we go to the Turkey 5 or what is now Turkey 11. The one difference that I noticed compared to like last year, compared to 2 years ago, is when we come down to the Q4, where I think that kind of Turkey 11 is killing the momentum of Turkey 5, because we know how much people are waiting for a Black Friday deal. I noticed last year that because we had a longer period of a discount, people kind of just adjust on the discount seeing all the time. And we didn't saw that huge rush during the Black Friday. Of course, there was an increase in the sales, like it's always going to be, but that not as much as we expected and not as much as we saw in the previous years. So I think that even this like Turkey 11 event is just pointing and stressing out more than ever that we should focus on a Prime Day and then on the Fall Prime Day.
Yeah, so that concentrated event that lasts for, you know, no more than 3 days, 1 to 3 days, it really does prove to see the highest peaks in volume. And you can really focus your strategies, your efforts around those periods instead of having that diluted, almost 2-week-long event of Turkey 11.
Yeah, 100%. I think that that just might be too much of the period of time to running the discount, because simply people are just adjusting to seeing the discount. And then that Black Friday rush that we all know it's happening, it's kind of killing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so with that in mind, Prime Day is really a key important sales event. And we're only a couple months out from actual Prime Day. If it follows course, we're looking at mid-July. If it follows course from previous years. So what are the things that you're starting to plan out with your clients now as we are in April so that you're prepared as you get closer to the actual big sales days?
I would say there is a couple of key steps that we need to follow, and it needs to be start preparing now in May already, because maybe in June is already going to be too late. So the first thing that I'm actually looking for is the keywords and performance for the specific keywords. What we've done is an analysis, especially when we divided the brands into the like kind of two groups, high spending brands and then lower spending brands. You would need to identify the keywords that are very relevant to your brand. For the smaller brands, that should be up to like a 5 to 10 keywords for a brand in general. And then for a higher spending brands, that should be like 3 to 5 keywords per product. And we should track our conversion rate. We should track our organic sales. We should track organic rank. And we should track the sales velocity in general, even starting now in the May. And all of those keywords should be basically just put beside the product that we want to track. And then I would say that even now in the May, we should start creating campaigns, start increasing the bids, and start pushing those keywords that are highly relevant for the specific product, just so we can gain better organic position. Of course, if you already have the best organic position, you want to maintain that. But in the case you don't, you actually want to push those keywords higher and higher to get a better organic position, because during the Prime Day, CPC could be quite expensive. So you might lose the placement in a couple of hours or a couple of minutes, you know, during the Prime Day. But if you have a good organic position, you're going to be visible all the time. So you're probably not going to miss sales, because on the sponsored side, you could potentially lose the spot, because we know, depending on the category where you are in, like there is a competitors who are willing to spend a lot of money, and then there is someone who's spending a less amount of the money. So you always want to be competitive in the search results.
Yeah, so it's always the dance. It's never one piece that drives all the sales and drives the growth. It's the mix. It's the interplay of paid and organic. And I think this lead up actually sounds like the fun part of managing ads budgets and somewhat a do or die period for brands. Right now, you have to take stock of the competitive landscape, determine where you're already winning from a paid and organic perspective, see where there's defense versus where you can get more aggressive and claim market share from those that maybe aren't already preparing for Prime Day. I'm curious how this shifts, how your strategy changes as we get closer to the actual Prime Day promotion days. Walk me through how you start to shift budget in the couple weeks leading up to the event versus where we are right now.
So I already start preparing, and I think that that's very important to shift the budget from branded towards non-branded spend. Currently, I'm around 75% of the spend is going towards non-branded and then 25% towards branded. And I'm going to kind of start shifting more and more budget towards non-branded, so increasing non-branded spend and then decreasing the branded spend. I think that's going to be also the crucial part, especially when we come into the Prime Day. During the Prime Day, I would even lower the defensive position and just track the performance and how we are positioning in the search results for the specific brand terms. But definitely, like, we want to be more aggressive towards non-branded, especially utilizing like sponsored product campaigns. One suggestion would be, when we think about like a sponsored brand and sponsored brand video campaigns, they were quite expensive last Prime Day and didn't bring a very strong results. So I would always stay out of the like sponsored brand and sponsored brand video campaigns, unless there is a specific demand from the brand that they from some reason, probably awareness reason, you actually want to show in the top of the search results for a specific non-branded term. But if there is no demand from the client on that end, I would also shift the focus from sponsored brand and sponsored brand video campaigns when it comes down to the non-branded targeting. And definitely my spend also, when we speak about branded and non-branded shift, the spend also, there's going to be a shift in the spend based on the campaign type. So I would always invest more towards sponsored products. So probably around like 80% of the budget would be go to the sponsored product. And then sponsored brand video campaigns would probably get around like 12 to 15%. And I would strictly focus on brand protection. If we want, if anyone is looking for our brand, to actually see the products that are on the promotion. But also one kind of plus thing that could be done is creating a sub page on the storefront where all of the discounted products are. And then when you have your sponsored brand video campaign or sponsored brand campaign that is showing on the top of the search results, when someone is clicking it, it's going to redirect them to the basically sub page on the storefront where you have all of discounted the products. But I would stay away from non-branded spend with the sponsored brand and sponsored brand video campaigns, definitely.
I like the idea of the promoted products subpage for the event on the brand stores. It's a great opportunity for cross-sell of products. And in general, what I'm hearing is that as we get closer to the event, your tactics and your dollars go further down the funnel, really focused on conversion, moving away from the awareness plays, really about getting the customer that's ready to buy at bottom of funnel.
Yeah, 100%. And this subpage can actually benefit a lot for the brand, like you mentioned, cross-selling opportunities, even upselling, like if you have a different products. But definitely, mm-hmm. I think that should be done by any brand.
Yep, I love it. And again, it's that intersection of the organic play and the media play. Getting your brand storefront from an organic perspective positioned for the event itself so that then the work that you've done on the organic side is just magnified by the efforts of media. So it's always that interplay of the paid media and organic. Well, when we look at Prime Day, often we have a fundamental assumption that brands are all participating heavily in Prime Day and plenty of inventory to be had to support those big sales events. But really, we know that in reality, some brands have a limit to their ability to invest in promotion, and they skip Prime Day entirely due to supply chain issues. Or, well, you said for the most part, profitability concerns wane during the Prime Day events. For some brands, that's not the case. Profitability concerns continue, or they have channel conflict or any other reasons. How do you approach scenarios from a paid media perspective when a brand's participation in the event, either from investment or promotion or inventory, is limited? How do you tackle that?
So I would prepare already kind of and start the conversation with the clients for a Prime Day. We know it's April and someone might gonna say it's kind of too early, but I would say it's now it's the perfect time to actually start having the conversation with the brands about what's going to be done on the Prime Day. If brand decided doesn't want to participate in the Prime Day, we know that kind of if you don't have any discount on the Prime Day, you're probably not going to have a big of a success. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to overpay the placement that you, in generally you are winning and generating the sales. So what would be done and what would be my recommendation to do is to actually meet with the client and just simply ask, like, what's the plan for the Prime Day? Do they have an expectation for the Prime Day? Do they have a budget specifically for a Prime Day? When you get those questions answered, then it's much easier for you to prepare. What I noticed, and based off my experience last year, even if you look in the summer Prime Day and also even the fall Prime Day, is brands who do not participate in the Prime Day, they can still see the lift in the sales because we know it's kind of the biggest event of the year. Traffic is going to be there. So my idea and what I notice is bringing the best results is the brand who don't participate in the Prime Day don't have a discount. It's simply cutting down on non-branded spend because we know the CPC is going to go up. And you're probably going to spend the money. People are going to click on your ad, but they're probably not going to convert because you don't have a discount. So focusing then completely opposite of what we are doing with the brands who participate in the Prime Day is actually focusing only on branded terms. So you protect your search results. When someone is looking for your brand, you're going to show there. They're probably going to convert because they're looking for your brand. And I noticed that as a good strategy because I personally had experience working with the clients who do not participate in the Prime Day. We noticed the lift around like 20 to 30% in the sales actually during the Prime Day without having the promos with this specific tactic. And the second thing that I would recommend, it's also depending on the budget of the brands during the Prime Day, but day parting tool that we can use in the pack view is something that is also very important because we know that you are going to run out of the budget if you don't have enough budget by probably morning, like I would say Easter time morning, you're going to be out of the budget if your budget is very small. So analyzing the data, you know, during the last Prime Day, when was your peak hours, when you generate the most of the sales, that's something that is also the crucial part because day parting can help you to actually stretch the budget throughout the whole day and to actually be in the budget when the traffic is much higher. We know like PST time is something that is having the strongest demand and it's usually around like 5 to 7 p.m., if you don't have enough budget and if you run out of the budget, you're missing a great opportunity during those hours. So even the brands who do not participate in the Prime Day, not like not having the discount, or brands with a smaller budget, they should utilize day parting just to stay in the budget at least majority of the time during both of the days.
This is great. I mean, hope is not lost if you don't have the budget to increase the investment or if you're limited on the inventory supply or you're not able to augment media with product promotion, you've given some real key strategies that brands can employ as long as they're planning far enough ahead and being realistic about what their limitations and their goals are. You can put a lot in place to still see a significant lift. I think you said it was around 30% where you saw this. Some brands see a sales lift to 30% when they followed this tact. So super helpful there. Now, I have one final question for you. And this kind of is, it's the flip of the lead up to Prime Day. Prime Day is not the end of the year. Although we all take like, we exhale a big amount and need a day to recover from Prime Day, but there's still a lot of year left and a lot of promotions left. And we've talked a lot about the lead into Prime Day and the strategy and preparation there. What are you thinking about and how do you think about the lead out and managing ad budgets in the days following Prime Day?
That's a great question. And I think that the lead out should be kind of divided after the Prime Day. So we notice not like last year only, but also 2 years ago and 3 years ago that after the Prime Day, 2 to 3 days exactly after the Prime Day, it seems like there is no demand at all. So the best idea would be to completely like cut down the spend when it comes down to the non-branded targets and then strictly focus on your defense or branded targets. Because we know the demand is going to be much, much lower, not only after the Prime Day, but also a couple of days later. So in that week period after the Prime Day, I would say the first 2 days, cutting down on non-branded spend and then focusing only on defense and brand protection is something to do in the lead out period. And then after those 2 to 3 days, then we can slowly start coming back to the PPC strategy that we had before. When it comes down to the DSP and MC, this is something that could be done as a test. We didn't notice a huge lift, but considering that AMC was not as big as it now, the potential test in the lead out period could be to retarget the customers who in any way kind of engage with our brand without actually generating conversion. So if they didn't purchase during the Prime Day, we could retarget them through the audience that we're going to find in AMC and then retarget them with the DSP ads and hope that in the lead out period, they're going to actually make the conversion. If from some reason they didn't do the conversion during the Prime Day, we never know what could be the reason for someone not buying the product on the Prime Day, especially because it's the highest discount. But we can always retarget them and try to capture those sales after the Prime Day. The other idea is also running the discount after the Prime Day with maybe complementary products, because we know that majority of the brands are not running kind of the full catalog discount during the Prime Day. So if you're running 1% of the catalog on the discount, maybe the second part of the catalog can be on a discount after the Prime Day, and you kind of retarget them with a DSP based on the AMC findings.
I love that. Well, and the use of DSP and the AMC findings sets the foundation for the lead in for the next Prime Day in the fall. You've got great audiences all set based on the data that you'll be pulling from the summer Prime Day. So great, great use of the data and setting the stage for the Q4 tentpole events that follow.
Yeah, 100%. I would say that everything that the AMC is bringing now is definitely the, like I mentioned at the beginning, is the next level. And of course, you not always need to retarget the people, you know, immediately after the Prime Day. You can retarget the customers later throughout the year. And that can also help you boost the sales, maybe in August or maybe even in September, and preparing you and setting up you on a good foundation for basically the Q4.
Excellent. Well, you've really got everything covered from here leading into Q4, it sounds like. So I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see how things play out for you and your brands over Prime Day. I'll be checking back in. And best of luck in the weeks leading up to the big event. I really appreciate your time today, Dušan.
Thank you.